Chapter 42, Church Building. Truth loses much of its influence if the church meets in an undesirable place. We feel the need of a church very much. Had we moved out in faith, and started to build the church before now, it would have better, far better, for the success of the work. Such a movement would have given importance and character to our work. Having to come so great a distance from the road into the bush to get to the place of meeting, and then climb the stairs to the mill, often exposed to cold, and again to heat, and with surroundings of every conceivable kind of furniture and utensils, did not honor God or inspire the people with sacred ideas. The force of truth loses much of its influence on the mind because of the surroundings. I have seen this and deplored it, but the dearth of means has left us in perplexity. Our work in a new place is not perceived as permanent until a church is built. Now we must have a meeting house. The people are saying, "These people will soon go away and you have no church building, and then you will be scattered." We want to see a building before we leave for America. I have carried the church in Maitland in my soul. Renting a church is an acceptable, but temporary, arrangement. As the large tent had been taken down, our people secured the use of the Congregational Church, corner 18th and Market Streets, for our Sabbath services. A few months ago, our own church building in Oakland was sold, and our brethren and sisters are meeting in this rented church until some more permanent arrangement can be made.